And now we have our guest.
Yes.
Dr. Olato is and his staff are coming up to share an innovative program they have in Anne Arundel County Public Schools, and invite him and his staff to come forward and thank them for coming today and sharing with the State Board. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon.
Good.
My microphone's working.
Microphone is working.
I changed my remarks to good afternoon. So we've scripted some remarks so that we can try and stay on target, and we do have a student waiting in the wings, and so we're going to go ahead and move forward. So President Smerich, Vice President Finn, members of the board, and Dr. Salmon, good afternoon. I'm George Orlato, the very, very, very proud superintendent of Anne Arundel County Public Schools. With me today are Stephanie Kelly and Patrick Malone from our Instructional Technology Office. We're also joined by our Chief Communications Officer, Mr. Bob Mosier, as well as Mr. Wendell Holland. I know many of you used to being in the press, but you know you've reached the pinnacle of your professional careers when you are on AACPS TV.
Right.
Wendell and the team. So this is it. We are very excited and thrilled to be here today to talk about an exciting initiative that is helping students remain connected to their schools. For the last 3 years, we have partnered with Double Technologies to connect sick children to their classes and classmates through the use of robot technology.
Hey, you also took a lot of stress off of me because I was stressing a lot over my schoolwork when I was in the hospital, but this relieved a lot of stress.
What we're able to do through technology is provide them with connection. It's really what the age of communication has enabled us to do, is take kids that would normally be isolated with a one-on-one teacher and put them back in the classroom. And it puts a smile on my face every time, because it puts a smile on the kids' face. They get on, they log on, and the first thing they do when they use this technology is they smile, because they can see the world again.
Last year I was an AB student, and when I found out I got sick, I was worried mainly about my grades dropping because I wasn't in school or doing the work or the test. And so they helped me so I can control the robot and be in class so I can bring those grades back up.
The technology helps fill the gap that exists between a lot of students that are in traditional home teaching.
Thank you to all my supporters, my family, my friends. It's been a long journey, but we're here today, and I want to say thank you.
The child in that video is Destiny Jackson, a student at Meade High School. While she was doing those interviews, as you saw in that video, she was undergoing dialysis. That's how powerful this technology is. We have 14 of these robots, some of which have been donated by community and business partners. They are controlled by students from remote computers and can be maneuvered from class to class, through the hallways, to lunch, and even to recess. This technology is more than a luxury. It is a lifesaver for children because it puts them back where they belong, next to their friends in real-time classroom conversations. We deployed our first robot 3 years ago at Old Mill High School. The student who used this robot and his classmates were so impacted that their senior class gift that year was a donation of another robot. That, I think, tells you all you need to know. The possibilities here are endless, and we've already experimented with this technology. A couple of years ago, one of our county council members, a captain in the Marine Corps, was on military deployment. He used one of our robots to attend county council meetings. With that, I'd like to ask Stephanie and Patrick to talk a little bit about the logistics of how this works.
Good afternoon. My name is Stephanie Kelly, and I'm the Senior Manager for Instructional Technology at Anne Arundel County Public Schools. And we're excited to be here to talk about this program and what it's offered for our students. So I'm going to tell you how we originally found out about it. We were at an MSDE meeting, Assistant Superintendent Mary Talar and myself, and there was a mom there talking about her daughter's journey with cancer, and how they used the robot to help her maintain her connection in school. She had recently moved from New Jersey, and she was making new friends and then found out she had cancer. So the robot helped her continue her involvement in the school. After listening to the story and many tears, we knew that it was something that we needed in Anne Arundel County Public Schools. The meeting concluded, and Mary and I quickly ran over to the Double Robotics rep and tried to convince them to let us keep this robot. Finally, after much talking and convincing, he said you could have it for 30 days. So we were so excited, and we decided, okay, we're going to test this out. So the robot walked the halls of Ed Camp. It helped a central board employee who was undergoing surgery attend professional development. We took it to a middle school where an elementary school student attended an advanced math class and was able to join that classroom and participate and collaborate with group work. So we knew this was a win for our students. Before the 30 days had expired, we heard of a high school student who was suffering from leukemia. He was unable to attend classes his home and hospital teachers couldn't provide, and he needed these classes to continue his path towards graduation. So we purchased our first robot, and the rest was amazing. So as Dr. Alotto stated earlier, it's a complete impact on the school. The robot becomes just another student. So we have many stories to tell at all levels, elementary, middle, and high, that we've used that will warm your heart. My office works very closely with home and hospital, counseling, and parents to offer the students the best personalized instructional path. The robot helps students join back with their school's friends and activities. Not only bringing smiles to student faces, we bring smiles and sometimes tears to parents' faces as they watch their children laugh and interact with their school community. It puts a smile on my face to come to work to be able to provide this program for our students. Patrick, who works with me in the involvement with the robots, he's going to talk about the training and logistics we've developed.
Good morning, or afternoon, I should say. I'm Patrick Malone. I'm an instructional technology specialist with Anne Arundel County Public Schools. I'm responsible for online and distance learning with the county. What this technology entails is what most schools have already in place. You need a solid Wi-Fi network and people readily available to support that network. One of the things that we saw an immediate impact beyond just the students was the positive impact to our network analysts. Is, you know, in a traditional setting, you don't normally hear from your network analysts until something goes wrong. What they've been able to do is they've been able to look at every student as a success story. This is why I come to work. This is why I do the job I do. So we have that tremendous support behind it. And what I'm able to do is go make a personal connection with every student that uses this. I've physically met every student that's used a robot, whether it be in the hospital, in their home. In some cases, we've trained them at school, and they've even come to our staff facility at Carver. So the training entails a basic driver's test. We take them around a small room, and I tell the students, you're going to be getting your driver's test for robot piloting. Can you navigate around our small office? Can you navigate around the hallways? And they do this. They're very adept at this. I've said that anybody that's ever played a first-person computer game can get this down fairly well. So we go through this training. We also train the staff. The biggest impact with this is that it really doesn't change the way you conduct your instruction as a teacher. About the only change you might have to make is how you disseminate materials to the students. But with the robot being there, with it having that physical semblance and physical presence in the classroom, you don't have to change how you teach, because the student just comes in and integrates themselves right back into the classroom. And that's one of the biggest things we've also noticed, is that the learning curve, so to speak, is very low here, because all you're doing is just coming back, but as a robot avatar, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, these are the things that we've had to consider, from more of a technical end. But they've been very easy and very fluid in how it progresses. And every student ends up being a success story time and time again. Beyond the ones that Stephanie and Dr. Arlotto have mentioned, You know, we've serviced also a young, our first elementary school student was a young lady who was out for surgery in fifth grade. And she was able to complete kind of the middle part of the year using a robot. And she actually caused us to figure out a way to put distributors on the outside of the school building for Wi-Fi so she could go to recess with her class. You know, those are the kind of the neat problem-solving things that you have to do with this. So,
thank you. So these robots cost about $4,500 each. And the reality is that for these children that are using them, they are priceless. I know you probably have many questions for us, which we're glad to try and answer, but our students certainly that use these robots can answer them best. So fortunately, Destiny's here today.
Destiny.
Through very robot she uses in class, I'll ask her to come up. This is a good day for Destiny. She's in school today at Mead High School, and she's coming to us from the
so
counseling
cool.
office. And so she's here to share with us. Welcome, Destiny.
The microphone underneath is what picks up on the noise?
Yeah, you have the microphone attached right here where the headphone would plug in, and then you've got a small speaker so it can direct the sound forward.
Hi, Destiny.
Hi, Destiny.
Hi.
Destiny, yeah.
That is awesome.
So these have really been incredible for the students. So as you're thinking of your questions for Destiny or for us, it really is it's fascinating to watch their classmates interact with them. So there is a piece not only for the student that's missing out in school, because schools have been able to provide instruction in some way, shape, or form for students that are ill or not able to come to school with through home and hospital teaching or sending information home through the counselor to the parent, to the student to complete at home. But that does not take the place of actually being in school with your classmates. And so when Patrick and Stephanie talk about the smile on a child's face, and there's something for the children, their friends, when there's empathy there, when they realize that they've got a classmate going through this that's not with them on a day-to-day basis. And to watch these children navigate the hallways, and then a friend will literally carry them down the stairs so they can then make it down the next hallway or up the stairs to get to their next class really is fascinating.
Robots
so
don't do stair climbing yet?
No, not yet. We're working on those things. That's STEM. So those are the STEM schools. Yes, sir. We're working on those things.
That's a question.
So questions for Destiny for us, we're glad to answer them. Destiny, we're delighted you're here.
I love this. I mean, it's making me so happy today. You know, as a parent of a child who went on home and hospital at one point and had a dismal experience with that and was only able to keep up with two of the eight classes or something that he had because they weren't offered. And I understand the isolation of being out of school when you're ill and the transition, which is what you spoke to, being so difficult. So I just want to check in with Destiny. Destiny, first of all, how long were you out of school? And what I'd like to hear about is, you know, anything that was difficult for you about using this? And how your transition back to school, like, was that hard coming back in as an actual human, or was it easier because of this robot?
I've been out of school for about 3.5-4 months, and it's been a lot easier for me to get my schoolwork done, ask questions, because I'd be in the classroom communicating with my classmates, my teachers, to figure out what's going on, and if I don't understand anything, I can ask.
Other questions? Board members, yeah.
How do you raise your hand?
Destiny, can you raise your hand, please?
I always raise my
hand. No, actually do it.
I would actually raise.
No, the robot raising of hand. Raise the robot. That's out.
Signals the teacher that she's got a question.
Right, that's exactly what my question was.
That's right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Dr.
That's
Fig.
Higher than anybody else's hand.
That's right.
It goes up to about 5 feet 4 inches and can actually move from this height. So if you're doing standing activities, like a gallery walk in the classroom, the student can be at the same height of their peers. And then obviously when it's fully lowered, it's a normal seating height, like where we are. for classroom collaboration.
So I'm just thinking about the sort of larger implications of this, setting aside the very lovable mobility features of this. Two-way interactive, which is what this is a version of, could be used in so many other ways. It could be used for parent-teacher conferences. It could be used actually as a teacher itself. I mean, this could be a teacher on that screen instead of a substitute in the classroom. I'm just wondering, how far have you thought about the other uses of this kind of technology beyond the student use that you're showing us right now?
It's a wonderful question. I think there are lots of possibilities, Dr. Finn, but it is we're not really contemplating those other uses right now. We're really concentrating on the need for students, and we're seeing that the need is really great. Students going out on whether it's dialysis or cancer treatments, or they've injured themselves in some way, shape, or form, or fallen ill. And so we're really we're not looking to bank these and set them aside in a closet in case there are teachers that are out ill. But there are a number of uses that we probably could use them. They are expensive, and so we're really looking at our resources, and our business partners have been great to donate some of these, and we've picked some. I mean, we're purchasing some as well. We have 14 of these now in total, but really our conversations are focused on how we can best utilize this for the students.
Okay. But mobility aside, it's not necessarily expensive. I mean, you see people, two of whom have cell phones, having audiovisual conversations with each other via mm-hmm. two cell phones. This is a much fancier version of
yes.
that.
Okay. Agreed.
It's also a more secure version. The signal for this is encrypted on both ends. So the only people that are sending and receiving this is Destiny from her home computer uh-huh. and the school system. So that's one of the other pluses. I know that a giant topic in ed tech is student privacy and student communication.
Yeah. So you can't hack Destiny?
She enjoyed that.
From what I understand, there has been no Russian interference.
I'd wait a few months on that. Anyway, I have a question for you. I heard you say it's for cancer, kids with leukemia. What about kids like they suffer from depression or anxiety? Do you do that? That's available for them too?
Absolutely. So again, we've got 14 of them. I don't know that all 14 are deployed
not at this point,
but it could be for any of those reasons, absolutely.
So do you have a cutoff time for it, or is to the duration when they can return?
Correct, when they can return.
Okay, thank you.
What did you say, $4,000?
Yes. $4,500, yes.
And that's the entirety, the screen, the robot
that's
itself?
Everything plus the carrying case.
Yeah, it comes with this really cool ballistics case. It's indestructible. It's
a charging dock.
It has an inductive charging dock, so like, if you've ever seen a Roomba, it kind of slides into its charging dock. Same concept. And what it does is it charges the whole system.
I mean, for what it's worth, had you just brought this in and said, guess how much it costs, I would have guessed 10 times what you said.
That's normal. Mm-hmm. That's a normal conversation that we have with people. Is when, yep. How much? Take a guess. Mm-hmm. And that's usually...
50K, I would have said. Mm-hmm. Other questions? Dr. Lee?
So, Destiny, can you move around, or do you have to always be in the same spot with the same machine using this robot?
I can move around.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I can move around. I prefer to be in one spot where I can and still interact with class.
So this is also available on a mobile app. So user phone.
I guess like for high school, how I guess or how many students attend that school. And so in terms of like just getting from point A to point B, there are a lot of students in a lot of schools sometimes. Like, how are your peers engaging with you? Are people, you know, trying to help you and not, you know, run over you? Because I just imagine that the robot is there and people are walking. So how is that?
In the hallways, basically, is what the gentleman was asking.
What I do, I wait in the car, though, so there wouldn't be any traffic or students. But when I do see the other students, they'd usually make a pass in the front of my next class.
Very good.
So this is a commercially available product. I'm not asking to name the company, but so presumably somebody has some kind of intellectual property protection on this and has built a business model around it or something.
Yeah.
Is this all that that company does? Or
that is it. Really? Hmm. They make the robot, and the screen is an iPad.
Yep.
Oh,
the screen is very neat.
That's
what I
thought. Yeah. And it's the only thing that a screen can be. Actually, you can use an iPad or an iPhone. But it's designed around the iOS interface. You can use it on to pilot it. You can use any device that connects to the internet. Right. But yeah, specifically speaking, that's the parameters.
What sort of controller is in her hands?
She's using a Chromebook.
She's using a keyboard.
Keyboard on a Chromebook. Yeah.
And that's the steering and all.
Mm-hmm.
The up, down, sideways.
The arrows.
Yeah.
Presumably, you could put a joystick in her hand, though, right?
Yes,
you can. It works with a joystick, and we've been recommended by one of the student users to see if we could possibly use like an Xbox controller.
that's a boy.
It comes very natural.
That's a case where you're gonna.
It was
abusive.
That's a case where you're gonna have to trust but verify, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anything else? Thank you so much.
It was really outstanding.
Inspiring. Thank you, Destiny.
Bye, Destiny. That was great.
Give them a round of applause.
Thank you.
So that robot would really help my commute. Just kidding. Yes, we could all have a robot.
Yes, there could be a row of robots.
I think that's awesome. We'll have to investigate that.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Unless there's anything else, I think we can break for executive session on time and everything. Okay. Pursuant to Section 3305B of the General Provision Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, the State Board will adjourn to executive session to discuss three appeals, one draft order, one oral argument. Extensions. For the record, those Dr. Steiner and Dr. Harding's on the motion and second. Okay, we'll be back here by 2 p.m. Thanks.